Biden ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzakhetha umnumzana Tony Blinken ukuba umphathintambo wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe. Kubikwa ukuthi uzakhetha njalo unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield ukuba amele ilizwe leMelika kwinhlanganiso ye-United Nations. Laba ngabanye abantu abasebenza kwesikhathi eside kuhulumende weMelika kodwa basuka sokubusa uTrump ophikisa impumelo yokhetho ezabelweni ezigoqela iGeorgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania leArizona okwanqoba khona uBiden. UTrump usecele ukuba kubalwe kutsha amavoti eGeorgia. Abalandeli bebandla lamaRepublicans kukhanya befuna ukuthi kulahlwe amavoti abantu abavota ngeposo endaweni lezi besithi akuvotwanga ngemfanelo. Kodwa imithethondaba eminingi isilahle amacala angamathumi amathathu aphanyekwe libandla leli lisithi ukhetho alwenzwanga ngemfanelo. Kubikwa ukuthi uTrump ufuna ukuthi abantu abakhokhela izabelo badinge abazahambisa ama-electoral votes eWashington DC kusiyavotelwa umongameli ukuze bavotele yena. Kodwa amagqwetha amaningi kwele Melika athi lokho akusuze kuguqule impumela yokhetho eveza ukuba uBiden wanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli. UBiden uthi kuyamangalisa okwenziwa nguTrump. Esikubona ngokhathesi sibona ngani ukuchapha okumangalisayo. Asikwazi ukuthi inhloso yakhe yini, kodwa-ke akwenzayo kuyayangisa okunye okumangalisayo. UTrump uqhubekela phambili esithi waqilwa libandla lamademocrats.
Millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, find that out. Almost 74 million votes.
Baningi abantu babefaka ama-advertisement ebengichothoza, kodwa mbona ngani mina nganqoba ukhetho lolu. Singakhangela-ke 74 million amavoti ami. Baningi sibili abantu ababephikisana lami, kodwa-ke kulo msebenzi okwakumele ngiwenze. Ukwenzakala eMelika sokuthiye abanye abantu kwele Zimbabwe bebambe owangaphansi. UMnumzana Mvundla Khuphe uthi loba kulokuxokozela kukhetho lolu kukhanya ngani lwenziwa ngemfanelo.
Siyakuzwa sifuna ukuvota kuhle, wavota kuhle abantu benkosi ngalathi eZimbabwe, siyavota sokungaxokozeli. Manje akithi eZimbabwe bayaxokozela, abantu bayaxokozela, kodwa hhayi ngo-2023 sizabona kuzavela lapho uzawela khona indulo xawuxawu siza kubona. Kuthengisela ukuthi vele unumber one uvele ngunumber one. Hhayi, singakhalini kakhulu bantu. Sibonga uJehova bavote kuhle abantu benkosi, sizwa abalaleli lathi noma sizwa abakhuluma abade, hayi kuvota kale kuhle. Sicela leZimbabwe bakithi likuvotwe kahle.
UMnumzana Sikhumbuzo Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa ngomunye njalo olandela ukhetho lolu.
Ukhetho lwaseMelika angazibona abalubonileyo ukuthi luhambe njani. Mina ngokubona kwami, ngokureceive ebesithola inews lokwenziwa kwakhona lusalungiselelwa, ngibona lube lukhetho olube nempumelelo, lwakhethwa kahle. Ilizwe phela elikhulu elinjengabo-America, amazwe lana abhekelelwe ukwenza izinto ezilungile. Inkinga nje ukuthi uTrump akakhoni ukuvuma ukuthi udliwe, because isikhathi ngembangela ukuthi isikhathi akade sinikezwe ngabantu beMelika, umsebenzi akade unikezwe ngabantu beMelika ukuthi awenze, akasawufezanga ngenhlelo zakhe zokwenza umina mina yizo ezimenze waphuma esikhundleni wadliwa nguJoe Biden.
Okwamanje uBiden usevotelwe ngabantu abafika phose izigidi ezingamajumi ayisitshiyangalombili 79.8 million, kuthi uTrump lamavoti edlula izigidi ezingamajumi ayisikhombisa 74 million. Amavoti la kawenzi ukuthi umuntu wangene esikhundleni sikamongameli njengoba kusetshenziswa okuthiwa ngama-electoral votes. UBiden usethole ama-electoral votes edlula amakhulu amathathu 306, kuthi uTrump ula ngamakhulu amabili lamajumi amathathu lambili 232. Ovotelwa ukuba ngumongameli kumele athole ama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamajumi ayisikhombisa 270. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoKipstube.